Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 9 of the Divine Mercy Novena. It is...
an exciting day, because we are on the last day of the Novena.
And you made it. You're here. Finish line. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Special thank you as well to all our Patreon members who have allowed us to do these videos. We thank you for your generosity. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to partner with us also so that we continue to keep all our content free for the world, we'd be very grateful. I'll put a link right up there in the description, also in the email. We appreciate your consideration that mm-hmm. way. It helps us be able to do this, and we plan on doing many more novenas and videos weekly as well. So thank you. Today, we pray for...
Today, bring to me souls who have become lukewarm and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. These souls wound my heart most painfully. My soul suffered the most dreadful loathing in the Garden of Olives because of lukewarm souls. They were the reason I cried out, "Father, take this cup away from me if it be your will." For them, the last hope of salvation is to run to my mercy. I think it's interesting how he says that, you know, he felt the most deep pain during his time in the Garden of Olives, which is when everyone abandoned him, right? Mm-hmm. And I think, like, what is a lukewarm soul? Well, a lukewarm soul is not someone who doesn't believe.
Right.
Someone who does believe, but who chooses maybe not to act when God is prompting them to. Kind of maybe like the apostles during the garden. What I find really interesting is when you think of Peter, for example, after the crucifixion, how everybody was really, really scared, and they all went up into the upper room and, like, were waiting. And it was only once Pentecost happened that they were filled with the Holy Spirit and able to have that deep fortitude to then go and preach the gospel. And so I feel like if we're feeling timid or shy or afraid of persecution, it's because we're lacking those gifts of the Spirit that are ours. Like, if we've been confirmed, we've gone through the sacraments, those gifts are given to us. We just need to activate them and ask God to, like, fill them and, like, fan that flame within us. This actually brings me to the thought that, so the Easter season is 50 days long and it ends with Pentecost. And leading up to Pentecost, something that Ken and I did last year was a novena to the Holy Spirit. Though we're talking about the lukewarm souls today, just know that it's not a hopeless cause, like Jesus says. But if you want to do something proactive in a sense, let us pray the novena to the Holy Spirit, asking him to pour out those graces on us.
Mm-hmm. One person we don't want to be is a lukewarm soul. Mm-hmm. That's just someone I don't want to become. Lukewarm. Let's go back to the garden. Those apostles had walked with Jesus, yet they ran from him. You are walking with Jesus because you are here.
Mm-hmm.
And we always have the choice to run from him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's those that wound his heart the most.
Mm-hmm.
The most.
I think, though, at the same time, it's easy for us to walk with him while things are going good. But when there's things that are becoming more challenging, when we have to face very difficult moral decisions or speaking truth that might hurt other people, though done with charity, like that can be very scary, especially if a relationship's going to be changed or someone's going to get offended. But I think we have to remember, like, who are we serving? Are we serving God or are we serving people? Or even are we serving our souls and our own reputation? Their love is lukewarm and my heart cannot bear it. These souls force me to reject them. Others distrust my goodness and have no desire to experience that sweet intimacy in their own hearts, but go in search of me, off in the distance, and do not find me. This distrust of my goodness hurts me very much. If my death has not convinced you of my love, what will? Often a soul wounds me mortally, and then no one can comfort me. They use my graces to offend me.
They use my graces to offend me. What do you think that means?
Well, I think it's like his gift of salvation, and they're not grateful for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that hurts him. As if we were grateful, we would be indebted to him. We'd want to serve him continuously. What do you think?
Maybe the sin of presumption. We've received God's forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But then we carry on, go back to that same sin without giving it too much thought, making no effort to avoid. So they use my grace to offend me.
Mm-hmm.
Just a simple lack of gratitude.
Oh, yeah.
Of not recognizing that mm-hmm. all we have is because of the goodness of God
mm-hmm.
and never expressing that gratitude to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Unexpressed gratitude is ingratitude. We need to express our gratitude to Jesus. And I think if we don't have a thankful heart, that's a sign that our heart is also lukewarm.
So Ken and I just finished doing an entire Lent meditating upon the sermons of St. Alphonsus Liguori. And if there's somebody that I could characterize as, you know, hot or cold and not lukewarm, it would be him. He is hot. It's basically all or nothing. And I mean, sometimes you're like, whoa, this is like really harsh language. But at the same time, there is something that just speaks directly to my heart, like the truth that he spoke in those sermons. And then he would draw upon the stories of martyrs. And I think about these martyrs. They were all or nothing. It didn't matter to them. Nothing else mattered. You look at them and it kind of reflects on you. Could I be a martyr? Could I offer up even daily little small martyrdoms? Can I do that out of love for Jesus? Are we doing just the bare minimum? You know, what's the standard? I think the saints would be a good model.
So in marriage, I don't come to you and say, how much do I have to listen to you when you talk to me? Mm-hmm. Or how many times do we have to go on a date? Mm-hmm. Or how many times do I have to bring you flowers? I don't ask those kind of questions because selfishness asks those questions. Mm-hmm. Love doesn't ask, how little can I love you before I lose you? Mm-hmm. Love asks, how much can I love? Just period. And oftentimes we approach Jesus this way. How much can I do, Jesus, before I lose you, before I frustrate your love for me? Mm-hmm. How much can I get away with without actually falling technically into mortal sin? Those questions shouldn't even enter our minds. So if you're afraid that you've fallen into lukewarmness or you don't want to fall into it, what can we do? St. Alphonsus gives us 5 remedies for being lukewarm. Number 1, desire perfection. But here we got a problem. What if we don't desire perfection? Well, then ask for the desire to be perfect. Number 2, resolution to attain it. So ask for God's strength to obtain perfection. Number 3, mental prayer. If you don't know what mental prayer is, I'll link right now. Number 4, frequent Holy Communion. Number 5, prayer. So friends, on this last day of the novena, let us flee to the mercy of God. Mm-hmm. Let's say the chaplet together. Link will be right up there. We have one more video tomorrow, so we'll see you tomorrow on Divine Mercy Sunday. Mm-hmm. God bless you.